And you know what he told me? He said, "I know you can't do it, but I can." And on a day when I thought thoughts of just leaving them all behind and starting a new life, the Lord touched my life. And he said, "No, I've got better things for you." You have faced the mountain of desperation. You have climbed, you have fought, you have won. But this valley that lies coldly before you, it casts a shadow that you cannot overcome. And when you thought that you had it all together, you knew every verse to get you through. But this time, all the sorrow, it broke more than just your heart. And reciting all those verses just won't do. When answers aren't enough, there is Jesus. He is more than just an answer to your prayer. And your heart will find a safe and peaceful refuge. When answers aren't enough, He is there. Instead of asking why did it happen? Think of where it can lead you from here. And as your pain is slowly easing, you'll find that greater reason to live your life triumphant through those tears. When answers aren't enough, there is Jesus. He is more than just an answer to your prayer. And your heart will find a safe and peaceful refuge. When answers aren't enough, He is there. When answers aren't enough, there is Jesus. He is more, much more than just an answer to your prayer. And your heart will find a safe and peaceful refuge. When answers aren't enough, Lord, You are there. He was there to give us the strength to keep trying. When I say that the two of us together can do anything, I mean it. I hope for some of you it doesn't take this sort of thing to make you excited about Jesus Christ and His work in our lives and others' lives, for Him to have to work a miracle in front of your eyes, or to bring a catastrophe into your life. The Bible says, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." And I believe that applies to many different things besides just seeing Jesus Christ Himself. We can see Him in a lot of things, but in our house, we see Him especially in Adam and the way he's working. We have three kids. Tony is 8, Dawn is 9, and they're a big handful. And Tony and Dawn require attention as well as Adam, and we have to take the time, sometimes late nights, to be able to spend time with them. And it makes for not too much of good time for my wife, Debbie, and me, especially when I'm on the road. And we can't be together a lot sometimes. That's one of the reasons why we're going to be getting off the road soon. For the family, and for some other reasons that are financial and spiritual. And the Lord has told us it's time. And we said, yes, sir, we'll do what you call us to do. But as I said, it's not an easy time. And we want you to be praying for us. Pray for my wife, Debbie, for our children, for myself. You know, I have begun to understand what it was like for Job. Job was a man who could take it all. And he didn't take it easily. It was hurtful. It was hard for him in his experiences. But he did it. And you know how he did it? He did it with the grace of God. God's grace. His love. His strength. His power. It doesn't work on our own. Because we don't have anything as human beings that will get us through.